Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
It's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener.
That's right. Hanging out here at the U of L Golf Club this morning. John L. Smith is with me, although he's inside yucking it up there with Vince Tyree, catching up on old times. Tyree came up and smacked him on the back of the shoulder as we were going to break. And so we'll have Vince on a little bit later this hour. As we are here at the U of L Golf Club, it is my annual round of golf that I play with this Press Box Classic. And we'll see how bad. I think maybe if I can get through 13 holes, I don't know. Sometimes I'm able to go all the way through. I'm just so bad at this, but I'm always just so grateful as well that they, put this event on, because it is probably half of my U of L gear probably comes from here. So we'll talk to you here if you want to hop in this morning. There is some news of morning that looks like U of L has picked up a running back from Syracuse. As I'm scrolling through this, they've got Jawar Jordan, if I'm saying the name right, that he's transferred from Syracuse and made the move public last night. 5'9 running back will be on campus for fall camp. He started all three games he played during last season before going down with an injury. His redshirt year, he got 223 all-purpose yards against Louisville alone. So this is, and I was just talking to a couple people about it. Apparently the kid had been committed a long time. It was just announced in last night is when he announced it. But a little pickup there. And there may be more to come. And they're going to utilize every last scholarship that they have. So we'll find out about that. So process, I feel like we've frozen you out a little bit today. I got John L. here.
It's one of those things. You got to talk to the former head coach. They don't want to hear me yuck it up. They can hear me do that the other, 30 hours this week I'll be working. It's cool. We're good.
How much time were you outside on average at the shore? Were you at the beach most days, or what?
Yeah, I was at the beach constantly. I sat there under the shade mostly, and I got burned a bit. And I could not get the ridiculous Band-Aid tan line off my arm still.
You still have it?
Yeah, I still have it from Memorial Day weekend, from when they took blood. I still look ridiculous. So
from Memorial Day weekend, you have a tan line?
Yeah, from when they took blood. So I threw a Band-Aid on it. Yeah, I couldn't get rid of it. I tried.
That doesn't seem possible.
No, there you go. That's what happened. What did you get up to? How are the other producers? Is my job safe?
Good. I'd say you're safe. Yeah, you're all good.
All right.
I mean, that's what we tell people right before we, whack them. But
no,
yeah.
I mean, hey, I see pink slips,
I think they're glad
future.
To have you back. I think they are glad to have you back. I will say that for sure, because those guys, they're not used to getting up that early. Nobody is.
Yeah, no.
It's not a normal time.
No, but they make
it's
a big
really
deal
a
of it.
Time.
All you got to do is, it's a discipline thing. Yeah. You just got to, get out of bed and wake up at your own pace, but just make sure you're on time. Yeah. I don't think it's that hard, but then again, I've been doing it forever. So
yeah, it's gonna say it's sort of part part of your DNA now.
Yeah, no, I still hate waking up early, but hey, I got no problem doing it. It's easy.
Yeah.
All I did was sleep in.
I was able at Dolan to sleep in one. I mean, it's their cabin. I guess everybody calls them cabins. The greatest sleeping environment of all time. I mean, there's fans. There's noise. We had our noisemaker. It's dark as can be. I'm not someone who can sleep in. And I slept into like 9:30 on Saturday, which
9:30.
Is for me a record. That's a record for me. That's a record by a couple of hours for me. So, yeah, for me that's a lot. That's sleeping in. What's your definition of sleeping in? One
noon. Yeah, it depends.
Golly, that's just amazing.
Yeah, no,
just amazing.
And I didn't drink any caffeine, so I was passing out constantly.
Oh, well, that's just great. See, John Hill just put his headsets back on. That's the first thing he heard. I was passing out constantly.
That sounds familiar.
Like a rave? Yeah. He went into a rave, and he passed out constantly. We're getting an image of this vacation of the process.
Oh, it was
here.
A fun time. Very relaxing. And also raves.
Yeah. So Tyree came up and slapped you on the back there. I saw you guys.
Yeah, I got to put up with Vince a little bit too. No, that's good to see him.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about the program.
Yeah.
And the old timers from the program. Hey, how about this? We got Dave Ragone and Johnny Gannon face off against each other in the NFL. I want to say the opener.
Let's see.
It's Atlanta and.
Because Ragone is where?
Ragone is at Atlanta.
Okay.
And I want to say Gannon is, who do they play, Philly?
I'm going to pull this up here. Process, who's Philly play week one?
I believe Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
Johnny Gannon is a defensive coordinator at Philly.
And was he, what was?
He was a safety for us. He came in. He was from St. Ignatius guy as well that we recruited. And Johnny ended up getting hurt his sophomore year. And he blew a hip. And you don't come back from those.
Yeah.
So he ended up hanging around and very intelligent, great. He would have been a great player, but he never ended up having much of a career.
Week one, 1 o'clock, Philadelphia at Atlanta.
Yeah. So they get to face off against each other.
That's kind of cool.
Two St. Ignatius.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah.
Cardinal guys versus each other.
Yeah.
And Ragone versus Gannon. It's a.
Why don't you go on down to it? You know,
it's a beautiful deal.
Get you to the game, man. So they get you some tickets.
Yeah, they don't want to see me during.
Well, so how many of your other guys are in the NFL? I mean, whether a player or former assistants?
We've got a few of them out there. Mm-hmm. I want to say, gosh. I can't think of all of them. Mm-hmm. Former players at different places, though.
Yeah,
not all
that's
Cardinal
true. Yeah,
guys.
Not Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah, Cardinal guys are.
Those are the main two, I guess.
Yeah, the main two, at least right now, that I recall.
So we'll talk to you if you want to get in the old-fashioned way, the phone line. It's 267-968. You've got the UPS Jobs text line up and running as well as we roll along here. Somebody asking, what's John L's favorite SEC or Big Ten stadium to play in?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because you've been in a lot of them.
I have. And there are some great ones out there. The SEC stadiums are, of course, as good as there is.
Yeah.
Big Ten stadiums. You know, a lot of people talk about the Michigan State the stadium and talk about
the Big House.
The Big House. Well, that's – come on.
What?
Come on.
Overrated.
That's highly overrated.
Overrated. Why is it overrated?
Well, because you're stacked in there, sitting on top of each other. And the thing about the Big House is it all goes out away from you.
Okay.
It expands away from you. So it's not like they're right there on your back.
Yeah.
You know, so all that sound kind of goes up instead of
instead
down
of being
on
enclosed,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to me that's not an intimidating stadium.
Really? What is?
Penn State.
Really?
Penn State, to me, was the most intimidating stadium I'd ever been to. It looks like they built it out of a Richter set. You know, everything goes a different direction.
Yeah.
It looks like some damn spaceship sitting out there in the middle of the field. And it's packed, and they're on top of you. The end zones go straight up.
Yeah.
And then when they fill that thing with white, it's intimidating.
What about in the SEC? What was the loudest?
SEC, I tell you what.
As you put LSU, have you?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, played at LSU, and that's okay. And Alabama's okay, and
Alabama's okay.
Yeah, they're all okay. I tell you what, the one I really liked more than anything else was A&M with their tradition and the cadets filing out and coming in prior to the game brought a little mm-hmm. Army-Navy type
yeah.
atmosphere to it. And then they get rocking in those stands. So they get those stands rocking. But I think that one to me was special
yeah.
and is special. Just a tradition that comes with it and before the game.
And they, boy, they love Texas so much, and now they're right on their tail. They thought they got away from them, and now here they
yep,
are back, back
they
at
are
them
back.
Again.
I'll tell you yep. what, it was different. You know, when A&M was not in the SEC, it was really kind of funny because as Arkansas at that time, we could go down into Arkansas, and we could beat them on guys, mm-hmm. Texas guys. Once they came in the SEC, oh, baby, it's
a
over.
Different deal?
It's a different deal. Now they're in the same league. It's the recruiting evened out real quick, and they got
how much of what Texas this move, you know, how much of that do you think had to do with their recruiting? I mean, obviously it's money, but I've heard some theories that, you know, maybe they were losing out on a lot of players from the state of Texas going elsewhere to big time programs. I don't know. I mean, is how much a factor you think recruiting is on this Texas and Oklahoma move?
Well, I still think if Texas wants a kid, Texas is going to get that Texas kid.
Spilled coffee all over.
Regardless of what league they're in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it probably helps, you know, because mm-hmm. I think that came into play a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's a good move. Texas A&M's probably doesn't like that.
No, they hate it. Yeah, yeah. No, they did all they could to get away from them, and
well,
now
exactly.
And now they're back there with them.
Now they're back, and they're on equal footing with us.
Yeah.
Even though they might have been ahead of us.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What do you see like as a future with with Louisville here? I mean, do you think they're on solid ground here in the ACC, or do you think?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I don't see the SEC again. You got to keep Clemson happy, and I guess Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Florida State's such a big deal, but.
I think it's a lot of these folks. It's like Texas. You know, the production hasn't been there, but the name brand is there. The brand is what's bringing the dollars or bringing the interest.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true. But they better show up and win a few football games.
Yeah,
hadn't they?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you can't count on Florida State being down that long, can you?
I mean, I don't know. You wouldn't think you could.
Yeah.
But it's just like Texas. I mean, you look back and you wouldn't think you could keep Texas down that long.
Right, and they've been pretty average.
They've been average for a long time.
Yeah. Dr. Ted's on the line with us.
Dr. Ted! My man!
What's
how
going
you doing?
On? Good morning.
Oh, it's so nice and refreshing to hear your voice, Coach Janelle. I was expecting you to be hitting you at least once a week. And I said, what happened to Janelle? It disappeared.
Well, hey, Diener never invites me to come on the radio anymore. He says, hey, that bum, we don't want to bring him back.
That's not what he told me. But you're welcome. I'd really like to hear your opinions on a lot of different things because you always give out something different than any of the ordinary things. And when Scotty came in, I said, three of the most wonderful people I like to hear from, especially since Scotty tells the real truth about you.
Don't believe everything Scotty says,
now. Now, Dr. Ted, how many road trips did you make in John L's days? Because you famously make all these road trips. What's the furthest one you made when John L was here?
Yeah, even the infamous one over at the Mobile, Alabama. So I made all those trips.
Do you have to bring that one up? Do you have to bring
what?
That one up?
I don't remember that game. What happened at that game?
Come on. yeah, I'm not sure I want to remember that one.
But you're always welcome. Once a Cardinal, you'll always be a Cardinal, Coach.
And, yes, sir.
So we never turn our back on our brothers.
All right, buddy. Well, I love you.
Yeah. So,
it's good to hear from you.
So I hope everybody in the family is good. And
everybody's good. Yes. Okay. Yes, the wife is doing great. She's doing wonderful. The kids and the grandkids are all doing good. And we're just excited about getting the football season going here.
And, okay, then I'll watch out for you, Coach.
All right, buddy.
Have a good game, Drew. Have a good
day. Yeah. Hopefully I'll just finish. Hopefully I'll just get to the finish
line. Well, you never know. You might get a hole in one.
I guess that's why people keep playing this crazy sport.
Yes and no. Bye.
All right, see you, Dr. Ted. Dr. Ted makes he is a fan.
He is a true fan.
Yeah.
True fan.
Big time fan. Here's how crazy college football is right now. U of L this morning, at least the reporting was this morning, the guy made the commitment last night. Syracuse, the guy who started running back at Syracuse last year for all three games he played, transferring to Louisville. On August 2nd.
Again, it comes down to that.
I mean, it's August 2nd. Camp starts what?
Yeah,
I mean,
you got camp.
Yeah.
What,
next
week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Monday?
So in 2019, his redshirt year, he had 223 yards against Louisville. Last year, he started all three games that he was available for, and then he got went down with an injury. But, you know, you're sitting here on August 2nd. And
you're still recruiting.
Right.
See, that's what I'm talking
And you got to leave
about.
Like a scholarship open. You have to have a couple of them for August.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your roster and team management has to – you know, become crucial as far as your head coach, your recruiting coordinator, et cetera, putting it all together. Having the availability to bring somebody in like that has got to be crucial. But again, you always need a running back.
Yeah. Oh, you can always use more. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, more is better.
Yeah. And now this kid's, he's, there's talk they may use him some at wideout as well. He's 5'9", 160, something like that. You're sitting here, boom, here's another running back. Of course, if you're one of the other running backs in that room, you're probably not all that thrilled about it.
But if you've bought into the program and everything, then, I feel good about myself. I feel good where I am. I'm the number two running back, and I'm going to vie for the number one spot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
You're right. You have to have your roster management such that you can have the flexibility and the nimbleness to be able to take a player. And apparently this, and you know how this works in recruiting. A lot of times you don't want the kid to make the announcement until – damn near signing day with some of these kids.
No, exactly. Exactly. You might want to, if you're in the portal and you're working on a guy and all of a sudden it's getting close to camp time, hey, really you don't want to say anything until right before we
right.
When is the
say
last
it on your
game?
Way out.
There has to be a time limit on that.
I think, look, you have to enter the portal by a certain date, but your only deadline is when classes start, technically. You know, so you can register and enroll.
I love it.
I mean,
boy, it's a wide open game.
And then you
it's
have
the wild, wild west.
And then you wonder, like, it is with verbal commitments. They flip all the time. How many kids are going to announce a transfer and then change their mind again? We already saw it here with McCaffrey. He showed up 3 days and said, "No, I'm out of here," and then left going somewhere else. So he's transferred twice since the end of last season.
Yeah. So what ties you in? I guess registration.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I guess registering for class.
Registration and then attending the class.
Yeah. It's wild. It is the wild, wild west out there. And
but that I'm sure that's a good get for Louisville.
Yeah. I mean, Scott, I think you're using all the available scholarships you can because places like, with this COVID year, you've got people like, I think Clemson has something like 96 dudes on scholarship. Because they can.
Exactly.
Because of the super senior.
This is one that you can get away with.
You get a free year here,
Yeah, and then you have to manage after that, so why not?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll utilize everything every scholarship that they possibly can.
Boy, roster management has just got to be unbelievable.
Yeah, you've got to figure about a fourth of it's probably flipping over in a year. I mean, maybe not a fourth, but I don't know. You probably got to count on 15-ish, something like that, probably.
I think what was it? Louisville had 19 kids going to portal.
I think
that was
so. That and that may end up being an average year. We don't know.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
And that's. Oh boy, I don't know.
Yeah, and you mean probably as a coach, you probably rather have a guy you've got some college film on than just all high school guys, right?
But again. If you can see him on film, that's great.
Yeah.
But if you're at Timbuktu and you think you're not getting a fair shake and, can I look at your film? Well, coach, I really don't have any film. Well, wait a minute. Why are you talking to me?
Right.
Okay, so there's a lot of guys out there that think they're a lot better than they are.
Seeing some familiar faces here, huh?
A lot of them.
Yeah. So that's a running back. Satterfield said a couple of times, even said on this show some time back, that he wanted to get, one of the positions that they wanted to add late in the year was going to be running back. And whenever you want. Whenever.
That's a good get.
Yeah,
it's a good.
We are out here at the UofL Golf Club, and the reason is it's the Press Box Classic that they've been doing for years over here, and one of the reasons it continues is the guy who's sitting down with us here, Vince Tyre. So thanks for continuing this for my annual round of golf.
No, it's a chance for me to get some material to put on you later in life. Since you have plenty on me, it's my time to return the favor.
I saw you come up and smack John L. in the back. Obviously, before being AD, you were a fan. You were, I'm sure, a fan of this guy.
No. Yeah, it brings back memories. I can remember going out to John L.'s house with Dave Ragone. We sat on the back porch, had a cigar and a bourbon, and certainly enjoyed his time here. Was like everybody bummed when he left, but I'm always happy to see him around town. And we were just catching up in the break about how Dave's doing, and stayed in touch with him quite a bit, and happy to see his success. But we were talking about other players that played during John L.'s time, and it's fun to watch them.
I didn't realize
it's fun to watch them.
John L. was telling us about week one, you got Falcons and Eagles, two ex-cards, the coordinators, one on offense, one on defense. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, no, they know that too.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. Sam Madison, to see guys out there coaching in the NFL, and we talked about a lot of guys who, they get done playing, and a lot of them are trying to figure out their identity. It's football, but it's that screening process of, if they really want to coach, do you really want to coach or you just want to be around? And there's a big difference. John, I'll tell you, it's hard work and it takes a lot more time and the recruiting is difficult, all those things. So, it's a good process for them to figure out what they want to do in life.
You were talking last week about this Ring of Honor because he was asking about traditions of bringing things back.
And as I looked at the facility last week when I went down, and that boy, you've done a great job down there, Vince, and expanding that and expanding it for the right reasons for the kids. But the one thing I did kind of missed was a little bit, not that the museum was that big a deal, but you kind of bringing some of that back in some regard.
Yeah, no, I think so. There's, on that note, John L., there's a couple things. And one is you've heard about the Ring of Honor. That's getting the LED display. Mm-hmm. When we inducted Stefan into the Ring of Honor, and it was pouring down rain on us while we're standing on the field because we couldn't get to the TV timeout in time. We watched the sheet of rain come from the south end and swamped us. But we had to put his name in a different area than the rest of the pink signs in our Ring of Honor. And it hit me at that time that we needed to fix it. And we intended to going into COVID, and then COVID hits. We delayed it, and now we're doing it. But here we are with logistical issues. Getting the equipment from overseas shipped over logistically is a problem. So it's going to happen during the year. But what it does avail us is more space. You can put pictures, you can do their names and all that properly on them, and you can add to it because we paused adding guys to the Ring of Honor. And as you know, we got a lot more legends that should be in that Ring of Honor that aren't. And this was a way that I was, we thought about, let's go figure this out. We can still honor our bowl games on the ends of it. But in between, there's more guys not there. And I love doing the legacy stuff, and this is one way to fix it, although it's a $500,000 investment to fix it. We need to fix it. And then the second thing is just you probably noticed that on Floyd Street, we took out the ticket office and the Cardinal Authentic office or retail. And that was to create more of a grand entrance, a true grand entrance to the stadium where we had not added gates yet. We added 15,000 seats and 9/11 came, security changed, so it backs people up. And this availed us a chance to add gates, make it more fan friendly, create a plaza area where you can recognize more of our legacy, to include likely taking Johnny off the Norton Terrace and bringing him down and putting Lamar with him out front where fans would be more accessible to him, particularly the kids in the community.
Oh, that's perfect. But not forgetting those kids that are kids, men that have bled and gave to the program is crucial, as you know. And I think that's great that you've done that. Awesome.
Well, we've got a committee of probably a million fans that tell me on a regular basis.
I'm sure you don't get any suggestions.
Who should be next? But no, the fact is, that's the cool thing is I remember them like they do. I mean, I get their notes or their tweets or their emails, and it's fun because it brings back the memory. That's the one thing about being a hometown guy is that I've seen them play. you know, all these guys you talk about, most of them. And then going back, it was fun when I got in this role to have Joe Jacoby come to a game and sit in the suite with me and tell me about his days that I wouldn't have been as familiar with. Those are fun experiences.
Yeah.
Talking with Vince Tyra here at the Press Box Classic. It's something you continued. You could have stopped it. You know, I mean, there's cost-cutting moves all over the place, but it's important to keep this going.
Well, obviously, we need your support. All the media is so good to us, and you know, as I say, you guys got to do your thing and report the news. I never try to, as you know, never try to get in the way of it, and I usually tell like it is, which I think sometimes you appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't, but much like John Elwood, mm-hmm. you know, he's got a similar approach that I've had in this role. But you know, because I got to go back to those seats one day, and I don't want people thinking I pulled one over on him. But no, I think Kenny loves this. Mm-hmm. He loves the support that you guys give our program. There's so many great people in our media that have been here a long time in the community. But this is a fun event, and I think you guys enjoy it as much as we did.
Yeah, it's great.
And
yeah.
as I said before, with last year's pause on it, coming back this year, there'll be twice the gear, twice the stuff you're going to walk away with today. So we'll fill your trunk with some goodies. So when you're there on game day, you look like us mm-hmm. As well and represent the program nicely.
You know, we were just, you know, there's been so much new upheaval in college football. Is it going to affect the playoff? I mean, do you think this 12-team model is going to be pushed back a year or two with what's going on right now?
Well, I think, you know, they weren't ready to enact it anyways. That's the thing, is I think when it came out, it was a proposal to be vetted, and they have until September. Like, we've done that as ADs in our conference, and we've gone through all the analytics and the data behind it. And frankly, it's pretty compelling. I have to give it to them. They mm-hmm. did a nice job on it, the four guys that were in on it. But it gives us time to get the feedback related to, you know, what's the experience for the student-athletes? Should we add an extra game? Should we not? Should we take a regular season game away? But there's a lot that goes into that on the, as you know, the almighty dollar.
Sure.
In the media and TV. So I know, you know, people think about adding multiple games. It would be really rare that, you know, if somebody gets in there and loses in the first round. Remember, there's 12 teams and 8 play right away. 4 of them get knocked out. That's their bowl game effectively. They aren't playing any more games.
Right.
If a team that has a bye loses, it's no different for them. It's somebody got hot and won and won, and then they're playing extra games, and that's where I think the biggest discussion is going to be around,
yeah.
you know, is this too much for the student-athletes, and would they push back on it? But
I mean, Oklahoma and Texas has moved. Does that not delay the start when we can enact this? Because it seemed like there was an appetite to do it in a couple of years.
I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I think there's a request to think about pausing it, but I think the conversation should continue. It's a worthy conversation, so I don't see any reason to pause the conversation. I think it's appropriate. I think, you know, yes, media's talked about it. Fans have talked about it. People want an opportunity. Group of Five wants an opportunity to be in there. This is one way to continue to vet it, regardless of what happens in the alignment. And then could it be slanted where the SEC gets more because they picked up two of the traditional powers? You know, possibly. Is that bad for football? Too early for me to judge.
Yeah.
But I think that having the conversation about college football is great for college football. So the more it's talked about, the more it's in the news, I'm all in.
Yeah.
And thinking about where it goes, we do need to compete against the NFL and do need to compete against the Super Bowl. And I know the Super Bowl, the build-up and the playoffs, but they've got, you know, 4 times more fan viewing than we've got in the college football playoff. And it's we need to think about narrowing that gap as much as the economic gap between conferences.
Yeah. As you go into this athletic year, you know, is there something that, you know, a message for the fans that you'd like to get out there, of a theme or anything like that? I mean, what is it as you view this athletic year? How do you view it for both the organization and the fans?
Well, first, I'm hopeful that we don't have to deal with COVID like we did in many of mm-hmm. our key sports. You know, men's basketball and football had a heck of a battle with it last year, so I'm hopeful that this variant is not growing and is problematic as much as growing problematic. But so I would say that, yeah, I think those teams, like if you talk to Dan McDonald, you talk to Scott Satterfield and Chris Mack, they're looking for some redemption.
Yeah.
You know, off of what came off last year. They did not enjoy the way things finished from there competitively, and you know, theirs are very competitive guys, all 3 of them.
Sure.
Highly competitive. They wouldn't be in the roles they're in. But I would say beyond that, there's some guys that play for them that are as anxious to get out there and compete as they are, which makes it more fun for me to watch them get ready.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll let you run. We certainly appreciate it. And it's like the third time we've talked in a week here, I feel like. So I'm out of questions.
Yeah. No, it's good. All right.
I appreciate it.
Supposed to, what's your handicap?
Yeah.
But today, like
yeah.
today?
All right.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
All right. Appreciate it. Vince Tyree with us here. John L. hanging out with me as we roll along here from the UofL Golf Club. So you, what was the story there on the back of Ragone's porch? The three of you guys were, or is it your back porch?
That's another one of those no tell. No, we've got had a chance in the past playing a few golf tournaments together, fundraisers together. I've known Vince for quite a while, and he and Dave were good friends, and they both hit the golf ball a lot better than I do, I'll guarantee you. So we had a chance to spend some time together in the past, and it's good to see they're doing a great job. And I love what he's saying about, hey, we're not going to forget the legends that have played and those people and bring that stuff
back.
Look
at you asking the tough questions right there. Like, hey, where's our history around here, man?
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. The history, you know, it's all tradition. We can't forget tradition and those guys that have bled for the program. So.
I like the idea of having the Johnny Unitas statue out there. And Texter said, that did Vince slip up and let us know they're building a Lamar statue? I think he's been pretty clear they're going to build a Lamar statue. I mean, just a matter of when.
It's not every day you have a Heisman winner.
No, no. Could you have ever imagined a Heisman winner when you took this job?
No, no, really not. But I tell you what a great competitor and kid that guy has been.
Yeah.
And you know, that's something, again, that when you walk in up there, they do have the Heisman out in front of the players' lounge. And I said, that's a great introduction, but it's kind of, where are some of the others?
Yeah.
You know?
All right, we will continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to hop on in. You can text in that UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. And we'll let you do that here. This morning, as we roll along, I think we're going to get maybe Dan McDonald on here in just a little bit. I see him hanging out, lingering over there, so we'll reel him in, and we'll talk to you as well as we roll along. It's the Diener Show, 9th Round of the Ville, ESPN 680.
It's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener.
Hey, ESPN Louisville, your radio home for Louisville City FC. And Saturday, Sporting KC 2 is in town to take on Lou City. I will have that for you 7:15 with the pregame and 7:30 with the play-by-play. And, of course, don't forget to catch Soccer City on Thursdays from 6 to 7 on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Hanging out here at the UofL Golf Club, John L's been doing the show with me this morning. He's chumming it up over there with some of his buddies here right now. So, you know, process, something just dawned on me on the I've never thought about, and I'm sure it's been this way for ever since I've been doing the show.
Yes.
All of our rejoins say it's time for the Diener Show.
Yeah.
Now that would seem to me something you might lead off the show with.
Right.
You change that.
So
it sounds like something you've thought about the way you're looking in there.
No. So basically, what happens is there's the you're listening, which is loaded in the system, and then there's the it's time, which I take off the computer. Part of the reason is because every time I put a you're listening, for some reason it gets deleted off the computer. So the one that remains in there every time is the one I use when I use it off the computer. I mean, it's
okay. All right.
It's
all
idiocy, right. But it's how it is. But yes, so, that's why.
So does it exist though? You're telling me this
the you're listening.
You're listening. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, here, let's give me a sec.
Okay. All right. All right. I just
listening.
There you go. Okay. That would seem to be the appropriate one. Yeah.
Okay. I'll switch it up.
Okay.
Well, I'll work on it.
Just a thought. Just a thought. Not a big deal. We're here again, UofL Golf Club, this morning talking to you. I think Maven, I think they're coming out to do their show as well, so I can just leave the equipment here. That'll be great. We have to get the report from Blankenbaker, who went to the Garth Brooks concert this weekend, and I was checking his social media. Looked pretty phenomenal. Garth Brooks in Nashville.
Yeah,
that'll be a nightmare for you.
Yeah, that's not exactly
to do less.
My deal. Yeah, no, country music in Nashville. Two things I do not care for. Yeah, that would not be my scene. But yeah, is he there? Is he coming to this this golf?
Yeah,
event?
I saw him. He got here like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I figured.
Like, I saw him wandering around for a 10 o'clock tee time. He started wandering around at 9 o'clock.
Does he golf?
He's chumming it up, schmoozing. I think he does some. I don't know.
How often do you punt when you're golfing?
What do you mean?
Like, when you get to a hole, you're screwing up, you've lost like four balls at this point, you just go, I'll just punt the hole.
Oh, I mean, in these scrambles all the time, I mean, because if somebody hits a good drive, there's no point in me hitting my drive. There's no point, because I exist in events like this to be the leadoff putter, you know, where you can kind of go to school off of my putt.
Right.
Because I literally have, you know, this is not a sport I play. And I would say over the course of 18 holes, normally they would maybe use my shot that's a non-putt 3-4 times, maybe. You know, usually in something like this, depending on how good the crew I am with, and I'm with. They have clearly tried to balance this foursome out, because I'm with some guys that can play. Like Tom Lane can play. He's apparently with me. Ken Savage from Wave 3. I assume, since he's a fancy TV exec, I assume he's good. And then Dan McDonald, who can play a little bit, and then me. So
okay.
They're screwed.
So, by the way, are you going to ask Dan about Kamar Rocker? Do you know about that?
Yeah. So they had a deadline to sign him.
Right, and they never offered because the docs didn't like what they saw with his elbow.
Yeah, so he's screwed, so he can't get any money. He's got to go back to school?
No, I mean, he can. I don't know if another team can sign him, because if I'm another team, I'm like, I look at the elbow and I go, I don't care. He's a top-end prospect.
Right.
I would absolutely take him. And, you know, he's got to be
– doesn't he?
Being in school, he's got to be close to getting to the bigs, closer than a high school player.
But they didn't – so they didn't sign him. I think he has to go
back to
school. They
didn't offer him.
So I'm just reading the story. They did not sign right-hander Kamar Rocker with the 10th pick in the draft. Dominic Savani, blah, blah. Had an agreement in place to sign for $6 million after he slipped down draft boards earlier this month, but the deal fell apart following the physical exam. The Mets' concern over his arm. The Mets will get the 11th pick in next year's draft for compensation. But typically, a team has to offer a player 40% of his slotted money to reap a compensation pick for an unsigned player. So they must have offered him something.
Okay,
they wouldn't be getting a compensation
enough.
Pick.
Yeah, from what I read, they were like, oh, I didn't offer. But, yeah, apparently they did. Okay.
If you're getting the compensation pick, yeah, they must have done something. Because he was selected in the this is an odd sentence. Because Rocker was selected for the league's pre-draft MRI program and did not participate, however, the rules allow the Mets to forego an offer, and still receive the pick. Okay, I need to read the rest of that sentence. So because he didn't participate in the pre-draft MRI program, they could not offer and still get the compensation pick. So you were right. So I guess he just – I mean, that seems like a raw deal. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, for the player.
I mean, he's got to still be a hot commodity, right? I mean, you got to think a lot of teams are out there going, I don't care about the up ball, I'll take the shot. He's such a highly touted prospect. He's not Jack Leiter good, but he's close. I'd go – if the Phillies went after him, I'd be stoked.
I mean, he was a top 10 pick. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but – no, but so he – he'll be eligible again for the 2022 draft.
Okay.
So that's the next time he's eligible.
All right, so hopefully he gets the elbow figured out.
Oh,
you mean
you think you're getting life-changing money, you know, and all of a sudden, no, you're getting nothing and you're going back to school. I mean, that'd be, from a coach's standpoint, that might be a little tough to see how motivated a guy's going to be if he's back to school and doesn't necessarily want to be back in school.
Right. I wondered about, you know, why he was stumbling down the draft board, and that makes sense why now. But I figured, you know, he was kind of struggling in the College World Series, and I figured, you know, maybe that was a big part of it. So if he goes back to school, or when he goes back to school, and he struggles again, does he continue to slip? That's a huge issue. I mean, it's like a guy who plays in college and tears his ACL and can't play, and he just falls all the way down the draft board. It's the same thing.
Well, and the thing that stinks now as well is you're a senior, so you lose some leverage. You know, when you're a junior, you know, you've got a little bit of leverage because the other opportunity would be to go back to school, but you lose some of that. Yeah, I don't know. I may ask him about that. I'm sure over the course of the day I'll ask him about that as we're in our foursome where they're stuck with me for God knows how long.
Yeah, five hours. Yeah, so you got to ask, you know, whatever you can to make up conversation, because conversation is hard to come by for five straight hours, even as a radio host.
No, not with these guys. Not with Dan. No, I don't think so. Not with Dan. Not with Ken Savazzi. No.
I can't even talk to my closest friend for 5 hours. My God. It's
well, I know.
That's
well,
impossible.
I mean, we are slightly different personality types, you know, just slightly.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a people person. What do you mean?
Women's soccer team. Our women's soccer team blew it this morning.
They did.
So they lost. They lost to Canada. Lost to Canada 1-0. So they're out in the semis.
That is what it is. I called Crean mid last week.
Our dreaded enemies to the north.
I called Crean mid last week. I wanted to see, you know, what was moving the needle. It sounded like a lot of Simone Biles was the moving the needle last week.
Well, I think there was conversation about it for sure nationally. So.
It is what it is.
John L., you're catching up with some old chums.
Who you got on there?
That's Process right here. Back in
the
studio. It's the guy in the Zoom.
Yeah.
Drew's talking to himself.
Over the. Well, he's done that a lot, you know. And usually when I'm on, he has to talk to himself anyway. So.
No, I let you go, man. I let you fire away. Pull that mic down right there, right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, headset.
Is that a little better?
There's a little better.
You always have told me to do that.
Yeah.
Put that mic
talk into the
your
microphone.
Mouth.
Yes.
Okay. I got it down.
Yeah. You know, headset. Something you should be. Have you ever headsets go out in the middle of a game, like at a key point?
Several times.
Really?
You know, in 50-some years of coaching.
Is it always on the road?
More so on the road than at home.
Amazing, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Headsets went out.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden, okay, back in the old day, what they'd do is come over and say, okay, you got to take your headsets off, you know, because
if the one side
opponent
game,
has gone out. Yeah. And we'd tell them, sure. Who's going to regulate this?
Yeah.
You as an official? No way.
Right.
So, yeah, you never really took them off. You know?
Right. I figure that sounds like something that happened, you know, against the Patriots or somebody like that, you know? Like it would happen against, you know, the Belichick-led outfit.
No, not really. Or if you went to Boise State, that would always happen.
Oh, really?
Oh, exactly.
Uh-huh.
You know, that...
You know. Yeah,
putting myself way back, I guess.
Speaking of Boise State, you wonder if that's a team that is ripe for expansion. Does the Pac-12, you know, grab them?
I don't know.
Do they bring value? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. You look from an athletic standpoint, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may fit in. But as you take a look at that, why wouldn't you take a BYU?
If you could get them, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they seem to like to be independent.
Well, I can't see that lasting forever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
To me, that's the place you go if you're a Pac-12, because it's more of a fit from a presidential academic standpoint than, say, a Boise State.
Why so, when you say from a presidential academic standpoint?
Well, Boise Just State...
Not as good academically.
I would say is not. You know, I'm not going to downgrade their academics by any means, but coming from the University of Idaho, we always thought we were a step up as far as that goes. But athletically, they're pretty good. But I could see BYU in that mix before anybody else if the Pac-12 is looking to expand. But again, I think the Pac-10 or the Pac-12 presidents all agree that, you know, academics have to be pretty important. Of course, you've got a school or two in there that might say their academics are pretty good. You know, Stanford's not
pretty
bad.
Pretty solid, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, fairly solid there, yes.
No, but from that standpoint, that's what I'd say. I don't see Boise State maybe being in that mix.
Yeah, I don't know. And BYU, you just wonder if some point they do decide, okay, there's too much money in these leagues to not jump in if offered. You know, you just don't know if they will.
Well, I don't know. I can't see the
you know, the Pac-10 not wanting them, to be honest with you, but I think that is the case.
Yeah. Is he going to have them give you some swag over here? I mean, Kenny Klein's got all kinds of swag.
You
in
know,
there.
I don't you know. I had to embarrass the equipment staff into giving me a hat. So I'm going to have to embarrass Kenny Klein into giving me some gear.
Yeah.
So I can look the part.
Now, will you go to games this year, like U of L games?
I will try to get down to some practices, even maybe more so than the games.
Really?
Yeah. And watch them practice and that, you know. Getting to too many games is, but I'll get a chance to see some of the former players. You know, I know Scotty Linehan, who was here, is at Missouri now, so he'll be over for the UK game. So I plan on seeing him.
Now, you walking into Commonwealth Stadium as a fan, that I want to. People are probably like, is that?
I won't go to the game. Maybe I'll just hook up with him prior to the game or something.
Well, you play golf over there, right? I mean, you got to get some funny looks when you're over in Lexington on the UK golf course.
Yeah.
Is that the form? That can't be. No, he wouldn't be over here.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
I try to, you know, make sure I get around to all the places in Kentucky.
Are they nice to you over there?
Yeah.
I bet they are.
No, they are. And I really think that they've done a great job at University of Kentucky. I really think that staff has done a good job. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get a quarterback. And supposedly this year they have something.
What do you like when you see they've done well? What do you like about?
I really like what they did. You know, even though they've changed coordinators on offense, I thought they did as good a job with what they had as anybody I'd seen over the last couple of years. And offensively, they've struggled, but they've not had a quarterback to play with for.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
For a long time, I don't know. But you look at it and you say, boy, you got to go get a quarterback. And supposedly they have a quarterback this year. So it'll be interesting to see. But I thought they did a great job playing defense and have done. And
do you know anybody on their staff at all? Any connections there?
No, Coach Stoops, I've met, of course, in the past. And his older brother Bobby and I were maybe closer than he and I. But, you know, they've done a good job there.
Yeah.
I like what they've done.
It's odd to hear you saying they've done a good job at Kentucky. This is odd to hear.
I hate to compliment that.
Yeah.
No, that you know, it's good to keep that rivalry, and people, you know, don't realize it. Have fun with it. Let's make it a big deal and have as much fun with it as we can.
I mean, that's why you always talk the junk you talked in this rivalry.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm going to get up and talk about them, and I'm going to call them blue bellies and whatever. And, hey, but it's all in fun.
Right.
You know, with every game except one, you want them to do well.
Sure.
You know? So.
You want them to do well? Hang on. You really do? Like, so I guess it makes your win look better.
Yeah, when we were in the SEC, you didn't want them to win any.
Yeah, right. What about Mummy? You ever hear from Hal Mummy at all?
You know, we've got to do some fundraisers in the past at different places. So I've got to see Hal a little bit. And he actually had a team this last spring in that NFL development.
Oh, that's
league.
Right. Yeah.
I want to say I don't know what team it was, but he's got you know, some of my former guys coaching with him in that, and I guess that was pretty successful for him. You know, and I know Mike Summers went back.
He was the Dallas Renegades. He served as an offensive advisor for the Dallas Renegades of the XFL. So there you go.
The Dallas Renegades.
I mean, that's a guy that has just traveled and kept on coaching. I mean, he has had 8 jobs since leaving Kentucky. Different places.
He's
Southeast Louisiana,
place,
New Mexico
he's been
State.
More places than I have.
I was going to say, that's more than yours.
Yeah. But I've always liked Hal. I really have.
Yeah.
You know, even though we competed against each other and hated recruiting against him and all of those things, but we've always got along and except for when we're playing, have been quite congenial with each other.
Process, I'm sorry, I didn't see my text here. You want me to get, can we get Duke Robb in there? I need to figure out what's going on. Duke Robb, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, one, we got to get John L to a tailgate at some point in time. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to come to the caboose. We got a caboose five. We're in Duke Robert.
Well, I never get invited. Well, the problem is I never get invited.
You're invited right now. Here and now, right now. I am inviting you.
But the reason why I'm calling is, and I would never try to shadow produce, but you have to get Blanket Bitter on because I don't know if you know, but the Garth Brooks concert got canceled due to weather.
Oh, I did not know that. I just saw some posts that looked like he was going into the concert or something, and
yeah,
it got canceled?
They got like three songs in. So he never saw Garth.
Oh, I didn't know. So they got three songs into the opening act?
Yes.
Oh, this is. I'll have to get Blanket Baker on and have him. Oh, he will be very bitter about this. Yes,
it's a Blanket Bitter segment as well.
Oh yeah, well he was wandering around here. I'll have to find out. No, I didn't know about all that. I don't know anything that went this weekend. When you're on the lake, you don't give a damn about what's going on in the rest of the world. That's what I figured
saw
out.
You floating on the lake. I saw you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the no cares in the world. I don't know. I get it now. I understand you like people. I understand. It's better in the pool. I'm here to say it. It's better in the pool. Sorry, I've denied it all these years. It's better in the pool.
All right. Well, have a good round, John L. I hope I do get to see you at a tailgate. I'll give you some food, man.
All right, buddy.
And Jeff Walls, by the way, sending me this. I didn't realize that there's a 3-on-3 women's tournament in the, I guess this is FIBA, that Team USA is playing in. But two of the three players two of the four are from Louisville. So he just sent me the link some time back. I thought something was wrong with his text. He said they beat Spain 16-9 in game one. I'm like, well, that can't be the right score of a basketball game. But I guess it's 3-on-3, so Walls will be out here. And I'm sure if he's driving out, he'd be like, why didn't you tell anybody about this what text I sent you? So we'll find out him out here. When you were who was the best golfer? Was Petrino much of a golfer? Who was good on staff?
Staff?
Yeah. Were you the best golfer on staff?
No.
Okay.
No. I hate to say that. I was not. I don't know. You know, Coach Cox. Remember Coach Mike Cox?
Okay.
Linebacker coach for us. Probably the best.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he had great hand-eye coordination. His son, right, is a pretty good golfer as well.
QBs are generally pretty good golfers, it seems like. Seems like all those guys find time.
Yeah. Linehan could always hit it. Mm-hmm. Hit it well, but I want to say Coach Cox was probably the best year in, year out of all of them. So,
well,
but I definitely wasn't.
Well, I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah,
good to see everybody over here, and we got to do it again.
Absolutely, we got to get this going again. Yeah. Process. I have no idea what the runway looks like. How much time do we have left?
90 seconds, and then I'll hit the music.
Okay, so we got 2.5 minutes left.
All right, man. Well. Loved hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Invite me back someday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely we'll do that.
Invite me to a tailgate someday.
Look, all the tailgates, standing offer. All right? Standing offer.
Okay, y'all heard that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, standing offer. Caboose 5. We'll be out there. Duke Robb, you just heard from him. He cooks the gourmet food next door, you know, to it. So he'll bring you over something fancy. We'll probably just have something simple like wings.
Well, you know, I'm into gourmet food.
Yes, I know. That is. You are like frou-frou with a lot of things like that. Yes, that is you. Yeah, is it? I guess it's got to be weird for a football coach to go to a tailgate.
No, but it is. It's kind of fun. I see why people want to do that.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about kickoff or what way the wind's blowing or a darn thing. You just go out there and.
But it's all, there's something to this tailgate.
And have a beverage and kind of say, hey, this is a good deal.
Yeah. And the cabooses, that's our one distinctive thing here, you know, at Louisville. Cabooses and getting to the game late.
Yep. I love it.
You know, so
right,
it seems like every coach since you has probably fought that battle to try to get fans in on time to a Louisville game, but it's just.
Well, some things are just never going to change.
No, you just got to roll with it and accept it. So, well, cool. Well, thanks for hanging out. You can hit the music now if you want. Hell,
that's it. We're good.
Rummage is circling around here, so good. I can leave the equipment right here, so I don't have to worry about that. Let me ask:
Is Rummage dressed like Norton Commons Rummage, or is he still the backwards hat and shorts?
More of Norton Commons. Here, you can take a look at him. He's right there.
Yeah. Look at him. He's fancy.
Yeah. There he is. He is. All right. Well, that'll do it for us. We'll have Maven Rummage up next on 93.9. This one, Pratt, over on 680. I think Mark Innes is going to do a show out here today as well. So we'll be live here for pretty much the day. So I got to get to the T-Box. I think that's the term. So we're going to – I'm out of here, Process. You can play that music.
Hit him straight, Drew. Go do it.
That's it. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.